Joined before tonight's game by head coach Mike Boshi. Coach, a split last weekend. Wire-to-wire win on Saturday at Moorhead against a pretty good team. Tell us about that win.
Well, I'm all for the wire-to-wire wins. Moorhead's a good team. They beat Northern State the week before in their first conference game. And Northern has a lot of talent and can be really good, as we found out the night before. But, the guys played well. They played well on both ends of the court. Played very unselfishly, took care of the ball, and defended pretty well as well. So it's a combination of everything, but it was a good win on the road.
Another huge weekend for Ja Morgan, and it seems like whenever you need a basket in a close part of the game, Ja's the guy to get it for you.
Yeah, he's certainly become a guy that has the ability to close out some games, to make some big shots, and he's continued to improve his game, and that's a sign of a good one. We only get him for a couple of years here, but we're making the most of it, and he's continuing to get better.
And we mentioned making shots down the stretch. The team and Ja was, I think they were 6 of 9 from the field and 7 of 9 from the line down the stretch, mm-hmm. and forcing turnovers against Moorhead to hold on to that win on Saturday.
Yeah, a good win. I think I only had one bad turnover. I felt like, I think Wagner had one on kind of a lollipop pass cross court a little bit that got picked off. But other than that, pretty solid, pretty solid win. We were able to generate good offense. We moved the ball from side to side. And, usually when that happens, we usually can get a pretty good look.
Derek Thompson had foul trouble. Cody Landwehr came in, gave you 13 off the bench. That was a huge lift.
Yeah, I thought their bigs did a nice job all weekend, really. Having Derek come up with 12 points, even in foul trouble, I think Landwehr had 14 in some good minutes. And then Zach Bumgarner came in. I don't think he scored much, but, he provided the lift. And, that's what we need from all those big guys.
It's kind of Zach's role, isn't it? He comes in and instant energy, bang, off the bench right away.
Yeah, he's an athletic big guy. And, it's hard to play three bigs in any conference, let alone the NSIC. It seems to be a guard-oriented league, and a lot of the foremen are even a little bit smaller and are a little more diverse and can shoot it and drive it. But, he's certainly valuable to what we're trying to get done.
And to wrap up the weekend, obviously you would have loved to have won two games. Your comeback fell a little short on Friday, but overall with a split, are you pleased?
Yeah, I think you have to be. On that weekend, you're disappointed and you're hurt after a loss. You'll never be able to get away from that. But we did a lot of good things in it. And, like we talked before, we're still, trying to find our way a little bit with that Jakob and what the rotations are going to be and how we're going to use different people differently now. But, it was nice to get a win on the road at Moorhead for sure.
Now you get to play home games in the conference. Those are always fun. First one up tonight is Wayne State. What do you expect from them?
Well, they're a physical, hard-nosed, kind of blue-collar team. They try to beat up on you a little bit and get after you on the defensive end. They pick you up full court. They try to deny inbounds passes to make things difficult there. They just make you work for everything. And then offensively, they're very disciplined, very patient, and always looking for a good shot. So the combination of the two makes it a very difficult opponent.
So defensively, if they're going to be patient, aren't you going to have to try to turn up the pressure a little bit to make them unpatient, maybe, if that's a word?
If you have the tools to do that, I'm not sure we have the tools to go play speed-up basketball with Derek and Cody out there at the same time. So you have to just be smart in what you do. Yeah, there'll be a few less possessions out there, but you got to be good in your possessions that you do have. And hopefully we'll continue to do that as we did at Moorhead.
Mentioned being good in your possessions. Obviously, Ja's going to be running the offense, and he's going to have another big weekend for you.
I think so. I think, your best players have to play well for you to be successful. And Ja's certainly one of our best players. So, we talk a lot about consistency. It's easy for anybody to have a good game once in a while, But it's hard to be consistently good because the opposing teams know who your good players are. And usually they'll try to do something to slow them down. But if they're able to take whatever defenses other teams throw at you and still find a way to have a good game, you got something good there.
After trips to Crookston, Florida, and then last weekend, finally get to play more home games. Talk about playing at home in the BSU gymnasium.
Well, first of all, just having your fans and, the friendly confines of your arena is it's always a positive thing. It's easier on the players. It's easy on you academically. So those advantages, you obviously want to take advantage of, but it's nice to be home. It's nice to, get in a routine a little bit here and, you know, see what we can do on a home court.
Coach, thanks for your time and good luck.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Head coach Mike Boshi before tonight's game. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.